SEO for roofers. Get found for the jobs worth thousands. Spend 10 minutes on roofing talk or contractor talk, and you will see the same questions asked year after year. What marketing actually works for a roofing company? Why am I paying for leads that five other roofers bought the same morning? How do I show up on Google when a homeowner in my town searches for a roof? The frustration is real, and it is specific to roofing in a way most generic marketing advice misses. The stakes are higher in roofing than in almost any other trade. A single roof replacement is worth thousands of dollars, sometimes tens of thousands. So the homeowner who finds you first, before they find the other three roofers in town, is worth more to you than almost any lead in the home service world. And most of them now start that search on Google. Here's the hard part that makes roofing different. Demand does not arrive evenly. It arrives in bursts, after storms. And it arrives for the companies that are already visible. You cannot manufacture a top Google position the week the hail hits. The roofers who win those weeks did the work months earlier, in the quiet season, when nobody was searching. This is the roofing-specific version of getting found online. Not generic SEO advice, but how search visibility actually works for a business where the jobs are big, the demand is storm-driven, and the competition includes shared lead services and out-of-town storm chasers. If you run a roofing company and your phone goes quiet between jobs, this is the gap to close. Why roofing is the highest stakes search in the trades. Start with the money, because it is what makes roofing SEO different from SEO for a handyman or a house cleaner. According to Verisk's U.S. Roofing Realities Trend Report, roof repair and replacement cost value in the United States totaled nearly $31 billion in 2024, up nearly 30% since 2022. Wind and hail were the predominant drivers, accounting for more than half of all residential claims. That is an enormous, growing market, and it moves through local search. Now do the math on a single position. If a top spot for roof replacement in your city brings in even one extra closed job a month, that one job can be worth more than most roofers spend on marketing in a month. That is why roofing SEO has an unusually high return, and it is also why those positions are contested. Everyone wants them. The difference between the roofers who hold them and the ones who do not is rarely talent on the roof. It is who Google can clearly understand and trust. The honest caveat, search engine optimization is slow. Roofers on the forums put it at 3 to 6 months before a new site starts to compete on the first page, and that matches what the work actually requires. But unlike a lead you rent or an ad you pay for, a ranking position keeps working for years after you earn it. In a business where one job is worth thousands, that is an asset, not an expense. Storm demand spikes, and you cannot buy your way in overnight. Roofing demand is bursty in a way few other trades experience. Verisk's data shows that even outside the big-named hurricanes, non-catastrophic wind and hail roof claims rose from 17% to 25% of claims since 2022. More storm-driven roof work, more often, in more places. For a roofer, that means a single hailstorm can compress months of normal demand into a few weeks. You can watch the pattern yourself in Google Trends. After a storm rolls through a metro area, searches like emergency roof repair and storm damage roof repair spike hard, then fall back within a few weeks. When that spike happens, two kinds of roofers show up in the results: the ones who were already ranking and reviewed, and the storm chasers who roll into town the day after the weather clears. Homeowners know about the storm chasers, and they are nervous about getting scammed on a job this expensive. So they do what people do before any big purchase now. They Google the company and read the reviews before they let anyone climb on the roof. Bright Local's Local Consumer Review Survey found that 97% of consumers read reviews for local businesses, and Google remains the platform they reach for first. The roofer who is both visible and trusted when the storm hits is the one who books the work. And you build that asset in the quiet months, not the week of the storm. A fair caveat, paid options like Google Ads and local services ads do have a real place for capturing the immediate spike, because they can put you in front of a homeowner today. But ads stop the moment you stop paying. Organic visibility and a steady wall of reviews is the asset that is there for every storm, working whether or not you are spending that week. The strongest roofers run both. This post is about the part you own. Stop renting the same lead five other roofers bought. The single most common complaint from roofers about lead generation services is simple. You pay for the lead, and so did five other companies. Now you are racing four or five competitors on speed and price for a homeowner who is fielding a pile of calls and getting more suspicious with each one. The lead was never really yours. When a homeowner finds you through search and calls your number, that lead is yours alone. No shared inbox, no race, no markup paid to a middleman who will sell the next one to your competitor. That is the whole case for owning your pipeline through search instead of renting it. We broke down the shared lead math in detail in our guide on whether Angi leads are worth it for contractors. Roofing is the trade where that math hurts the most, because the jobs are big enough that a single owned lead can pay for a season of SEO work. The roofing search map, what homeowners actually type. Roofing is not one keyword. Homeowners arrive through very different searches depending on what just happened to their roof, and each one wants a different page. If your whole website is one homepage that says, "Trusted roofing serving the area," you have given Google almost nothing to match. Here is the map worth building toward. Emergency and storm. Emergency roof repair city, storm damage roof repair city, roof leak repair near me. Urgent, high intent, and exactly what spikes after weather. The homeowner needs help today. Replacement. Roof replacement city, new roof cost city, and material specific searches like metal roof installation or asphalt shingle replacement. These are the big ticket considered jobs where the homeowner compares a few companies. Inspection. Free roof inspection city. Roof inspection near me. Top of the funnel, often the foot in the door that turns into a repair or a replacement. Insurance. Roof insurance claim help. Does insurance cover roof replacement? The homeowner who has damage and is trying to understand the claim before they choose anyone. Each of those is a page on your site, not a hope. A roofer with a page titled Storm Damage Roof Repair in Town, for every town served, a page for each major material, and one honest explainer about roof insurance claims gives Google a clear, specific relevance signal for each search. The roofer with a single generic homepage is invisible for all of them, no matter how good the work is. The roofing SEO playbook, in order. Work through these in order. The first two are the highest leverage moves for a roofer who is invisible for the searches that matter. The fundamentals of profile setup apply to every trade, so we keep them brief here and link the full version. The rest are roofing specific. Set your Google Business Profile primary category to roofing contractor, not contractor or home services, and set your true service area to the towns you actually drive to. This is your single strongest relevant signal, and it is free. The general profile setup, name, address, phone consistency, and the three things Google weighs to rank local results are covered in our guide on local SEO for contractors, linked below. Build a service and city page for each town you serve, named for the work and the place. Roof replacement in town. Storm damage roof repair in town. When a town in your area takes a hailstorm, that page is what makes you visible while demand spikes, instead of scrambling to create it after the fact. Put real, local job photos on those pages. Before and after shots of roofs in the neighborhoods you serve are a trust and relevance signal a stock photo can never be. Roofing is one of the few trades where the homeowner genuinely wants to see the work, so show it. Win reviews that name the roof type and the town, and keep them coming. Roofing has a trust problem because of storm chasers and fly-by-night crews, so your reviews do double duty. They help you rank, and they reassure a homeowner who is scared of getting scammed on an expensive job. For the system that makes reviews steady instead of sporadic, see our guide on how to get Google reviews that win jobs. Write one honest insurance claim explainer. Most homeowners with storm damage are confused about claims, deductibles, and what is actually covered. The roofer who answers those questions plainly earns trust and ranks for a cluster of searches the big agencies ignore. Be accurate, never coach anyone toward fraud, and never promise that a claim will be covered. Stay active in the quiet months. Roofing SEO is not a storm week project. The profiles that post updates, add fresh job photos, and collect reviews steadily are the ones already ranking when the hail falls. The work you do in the slow season is what you cash in when demand spikes. For the profile, citation, and review fundamentals that sit underneath this roofing playbook, our guide on local SEO for contractors walks through how Google decides who shows up and how to set the foundation correctly. Build that base, then layer the roofing-specific moves above on top. Why most roofers fall behind. It only works if it is consistent. Here is the honest part most SEO guides skip. Every step above is real and it works. But search visibility is not a one-time setup task. It is an ongoing job that runs every week, quietly, while you are on a roof or chasing down a supplier. The trade forums are full of roofers who set up a profile, asked for a handful of reviews, built one or two pages, and then let it all drift because the jobs kept coming and the marketing fell behind. That drift is exactly when the competitor down the road, who is a little more consistent, starts showing up ahead of you. In roofing, that gap does not cost you a few leads. It can cost you a whole storm season, the few weeks where months of demand arrives all at once and goes to whoever is already visible. The gap we built our products to close. If you want to get this right once without guessing, the Digital Positioning Playbook is where to start. It runs a live scan of your real roofing website, scores the six things Google and homeowners judge when they find you, and gives you a step-by-step plan tuned to your trade. You will see exactly where your Service City pages are missing, where your relevant signals are thin, and what to fix first. One afternoon, $27, and the diagnosis is done. Keeping it consistent after that, the weekly profile activity, the steady review cadence, the Service City pages for each town you cover, is the ongoing part that eats most roofers' time. That is what Growth Autopilot handles. It runs a live scan of your real site and your local roofing competitors each week, finds where you are losing the visibility comparison, and drafts the pages, profile updates, and review requests that keep you visible and trusted. You approve every piece. Nothing goes out without your review. The Marketing Command Center inside it gives you a live visibility score, so you can watch the number move as your local presence improves instead of guessing whether the work is paying off. Search is no longer only about Google's 10 blue links either. Homeowners increasingly ask AI assistance for a roofer too, and the same clear, well-structured presence is what gets you surfaced there. For that side of the picture, see our guide on how to get your home service business found by AI search. The bottom line. The roofer who wins is rarely the best one on the roof. It is the one a homeowner can find and trust the day they need a roof, which is usually the day after a storm, when they are anxious and comparing names on a screen. Being that roofer is not luck. It is a set of clear, specific signals you put in place during the quiet months, so they are there, working, when the weather turns. In roofing, a single job is worth thousands of dollars. Being the obvious choice when the storm rolls through is worth far more than that. Build the visibility now, before you need it.